I've been reading our All Souls Summer book, Accidental Saints by Nadia Goldsberg. Well, and also the book that she wrote before that, because I read through Accidental Saints a little too fast. So I started the book she wrote before that, which is called Pastors. I started listening to some of her videos. And I've actually become a bit of a fan, and it's become my guilty pleasure this summer. I read the book or I watch a piece of a video in between homework and work. I feel a little bit guilty about taking a break. But why do I feel guilty about it? Because if I'm taking off time to read or to watch a video, I'm not getting work done, right? We're inundated with what theologian Walter Gruden calls the restless anxiety of not yet having done enough. Put another way, our American work ethic of must do all the things right now or else is kicking my butt. Maybe it's just me, I can't assume to speak for anybody else. So do you allow yourself open time in your schedule? What is it about how so many of us live our lives that makes us question whether it's okay to stop, to rest, to enjoy a good book? Especially one that speaks to us spiritually, one that feeds our soul. It is okay. It's more than okay. It's something we need. It used to be that Christians observed a day of Sabbath. And some still do, and some people from other faiths still do, but by and large, a lot of the practice has gone away. They made an effort to not do any work and take time alone, or to be with each other, to be with God. It seems to me that I could spend a little bit more time doing that, and it wouldn't go amiss. In today's gospel reading, the 12 apostles return from the towns and villages that Jesus had sent them out to. They've been preaching and healing and casting out demons. Seeing that they are exhausted while they return, Jesus says to his disciples, "Come away to a deserted place and rest." So they get into a boat on the Sea of Galilee, and depart for an out-of-the-way location where there shouldn't be anybody there. But in running about the country healing people and proclaiming this new gospel, the disciples have brought attention not only to their teacher, Jesus, but to themselves. The disciples have become known. So they arrive with their teacher on a boat in what should be a deserted shore, only to find that many people who had been in the crowd recognized them as they left. They figured out where they must be going, and they ran on foot around the lake to get there ahead of them. I can only imagine how the disciples must have felt, expecting to have a few hours of quiet to recharge, and then seeing thousands waiting for them expectantly. Jesus has compassion for the people who have so diligently and faithfully gathered. He sees them as sheep without a shepherd. And though he must have been near exhaustion himself, he teaches them. It was what he did. We then skip to finding all of the disciples on the boat again and arriving at the shore of Nazareth, where Jesus is recognized, and people bring anyone who is sick, who is infirm, drag them on their sleeping mats out into the street, out into the marketplace, any way they can. hoping that they will be healed. They bring them in thousands. Today's gospel reading is kind of an interesting combination of two sections that were cut out and pasted together to shine light on a few things. The experience of the apostles returning from their first mission trip across the countryside. The need for them to rest and gather themselves. The success of this first mission in getting the good news that Jesus taught out there among the people. Jesus' compassion and his role as shepherd and as a healer. I was discussing all of this with a friend of mine from All Souls a couple of weeks ago. We were going over the themes of the story and looking at what had been left out, discerning what these passages had to say to us. And she gave me a key that I had been looking for. The underlying message that I got from this story is that it's about what we do to recharge. It's about how important it is to do so and the joy and connection with God that that can bring us. It's about finding ways in our daily moment-to-moment lives to connect with God so that we don't, as she pointed out, just get to Sunday and crash. This is about what we can do in between. This is about Sabbath. Jesus says to his disciples, come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest. I picture this scene, the boat pulling up to the shore. The disciples in the boat, exhausted from their travels, from teaching, from healing, a crowd of thousands eagerly awaiting them to step off the boat, and Jesus taking it all in. Our gospel writer tells us that as Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, a multitude of people, and he had compassion for them because as he looked, they seemed to him like sheep that were without a shepherd. Jesus also had compassion for his disciples. His disciples needed rest, and the people who had gathered needed guidance. And he began to teach them many things. Something that's not mentioned in today's reading is that after teaching them many things for many hours, Jesus, as exhausted as it must have been for him, Jesus decided to feed this crowd of people, 5,000 men and women and children, with a few loaves of bread and a couple of fish. After dispersing that crowd, Jesus has his disciples get back on the boat and go on ahead of him to the next town where they're going to be going. Then we are told that after leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. In my notes, that last bit is in caps just to make sure that I emphasize it well enough. He went up on a mountainside to pray. In between teaching and healing and making the impossible happen, Jesus knows that he needs quiet rest and reconnection to God to sustain him. This is how Jesus recharges. We know that we need quiet rest and reconnection to God because this is how we recharge too, but we forget. Or maybe we don't forget, but we make different decisions about how we're going to spend our time. We make different choices. When I stop to think about it, I know how important reflections. Both personally and theologically, Jesus' teachings about this were based on the foundational document of his Jewish faith. They were based in the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, the fourth of which says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And maybe this is the reason why these two phrases were put together. If we are to help others, we need to take care of ourselves too. We need to make time to connect with God, to rest, to feed our spirits, to let God replenish us. We need downtime. We need prayer. We need Sabbath. I was looking for a good story to share with all of you to illustrate a time when someone I knew or read about may have used Sabbath time to reconnect and readjust, and everything that was going on in their lives fell into place and everything worked. I didn't find one. So I told this to my husband, and he said, what about sharing one of his own experiences? Okay, good. Great. So I thought about that, and I prayed about it. I pondered, and I realized I didn't have one either. When I told this to my husband, he said, so tell that story about how you weren't able to find the Lord because we don't remember to do it. We don't carve out that time for ourselves. And he was right, and I need one. I need a fresh, current story about how in the midst of a really stressful time, a hard week at work, a day where I have much more to get done than I'm actually going to do, I get time, I make time, to just stop, to rest, to breathe, to let go of concerns, to breathe in God's compassion and peace. Theophilus of Antioch, a Syrian saint and bishop who lived during the second century, had this to say. God has given to the earth the breath that feeds it. God's breath vibrates in yours, in your voice. It is the breath of God that you breathe. Jesus had his disciples go off to a deserted place where they could sit or maybe walk quietly, breathe, pray, and just be with God, with him, with each other. You are my community, my fellow parishioners, worshipers, ministers. You are my fellow disciples. You are the ones who have accompanied me on this amazing journey along the path that Jesus set for me. You are the group that I do these things with and amongst. So now I'm going to ask you to join me in creating a brief space of Sabbath. And that will be my new story. And that will be our new story. On Tuesday nights, I lead an evening prayer service for women who are incarcerated in the jails in San Francisco. There can be a lot of frenetic energy there, and to help them arrive at church and invite the Spirit to be there with us, I usually begin with a short exercise that I would like to share with you. So, take a moment to get comfortable. Close your eyes if you would like. We'll find a spot to softly focus on. Let us be fully here in this beautiful chapel, present, together, at rest. God has given to the earth the breath that feeds it. Take a deep breath slowly in. And as you let it out, let go of any tension. worries about what the day might bring, about what we might have to do after church, about what we will or won't get done. Breathe in deeply and feel God's presence and compassion. Breathe out concerns, tensions, stress. Let it come out of you with a sigh. God's breath vibrates in your voice. Breathe in once more and let the Spirit fill you, recharge you, energize you. Breathe out and let go. Feel the love and compassion you are surrounded by here, the sense of rest and calm. Hold on to this. Take this with you. This is for us. This is a gift of God's compassion. Jesus invites us to come away to a deserted place, to this deserted place, and rest a while. Come away. This is Sabbath time, and it is the very breath of God that we breathe.